You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
New Zealand Culture and Arts Foundation was set up 2 years ago in 2017. Our purpose, this is a charitable organization. The purpose is promoting advancement of arts, culture and heritage and promoting the health of the local people.
And what kind of events do you put on?
Oh, we've done quite a lot of events. Like every year, about over 10 events. The biggest event is New Zealand Asian Sports and Culture Festival. Last year, March 2018, we done a very big one. We organized about 100 organizations joined together, and over 1,000 people participated in this event.
What communities do you usually target in these events?
像这个体育文化节的话，就是 mix up
all different minority groups, and for the locals too. Our focus is for cultural exchange and exercise, health improvement.
What other kind of community events do you do?
Normally, like the arts performance.
Like
arts performance, singing, dancing, you know, and the cultural exchange with overseas.
For example, the Huaxing Art Showcase. This included traditional ethnic and contemporary dance and songs. We have collaborations, and we've had groups come from China too, last year and the year before, all received pretty well.
What kind of shows have you put on recently?
Recently, the Chinese New Year celebration, like the Chinese New Year Gala.
Why do you think it's important to have these events?
因为我们到了这边来，因为是中国人哦，在中国的话，它
when we're migrants here, back in China, there are lots of community events. But when we come here, it feels lonely. Everyone feels more isolated, and it's a shame because there's so much talent. So we started the New Zealand Culture and Arts Foundation to get everyone together, hold community events, and continue to support and share our cultural heritage.
How do we improve this cultural exchange? What specifically helps?
More community events, obviously, and more educational events, children's programs such as their shows. We've done shows in 2016 and 2017, New Zealand Youth Arts Exhibition, great reception too, with different ethnic groups, not just Chinese specifically, but the Asian community all came, and Indigenous and Pakeha cultural involvement. It's a great opportunity for children to get involved and learn.
You mentioned that your foundation usually engages with the Chinese New Zealand media.
On the TV channel 28, Collaborate Radio Station AM 936, we did an educational program on Chinese culture. It was called Chinese Cultural and Heritage Arts, and we introduced Chinese traditional arts to local Chinese New Zealand viewers and all New Zealanders.
Now we are planning to do the second New Zealand Asian Sports and Culture Festival.
Where will this be?
2020 in Auckland.
In Auckland, okay.
Yes, next year, in March 2020. So we will bring over 100 organizations, maybe over 1,500. So we increase some, we bring some athletics and basketball, and the table tennis, and the badminton, and the soccer, volleyball, etc. All people join together in a dance performance, singing performance.
And what is your response to the perception that ethnic minority communities are not engaged enough and keep to themselves?
不对，有这样的现象，但是不正确。因为呢，这个现在我们这个各个族裔之间的交流很多。
That's not correct. Perhaps it used to happen, but now that's not correct, because we now have so much more interaction and dialogue between different groups, such as Chinese with Indian, Chinese and Philippine, Chinese and Tangata Whenua. Local Kiwis are coming together in the community. I mean, to an extent, there are Chinese-specific events, but we have participation from other cultural groups, local Kiwis. I've attended lots of our events, such as our sporting events. It's all very diverse. And our goal for next year's sporting event is to have even more diversity and participation.
With new migrants coming to New Zealand, how do you support them?
Well, with new migrants, there are lots of other local charities in place providing lessons, information, helping them settle down and find jobs, and help new immigrants integrate into New Zealand culture easier. For us, we'll provide support too. I remember on our program we had a segment too advising new migrants on how they can better understand and connect with New Zealand culture.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.